This week, Morning Edition asked a few of NPR's foreign reporters to turn their microphones on their local TV and radio stations to give you a sense of how the war on terrorism is playing, or not, in places far away from New York or Washington. In many foreign capitals, bombing missions do not lead the news, and bioterrorism barely gets a mention. In South Africa, these were the lead stories in the television news on Wednesday.
Rebels say that Egypt and Libyan efforts to bring peace to Sudan will fail. Zimbabwe bans foreign and independent election observers. And Belgian airline Sabena files for bankruptcy.
Now to China, a newscast earlier this week from the Central People's Radio Station. There was a story about new energy efficiency guidelines for household appliances, and the Chinese Ministry of Civil Affairs announced it would make it easier for couples who want to file for divorce. Later in the broadcast, several stories on the war in Afghanistan, quoting selectively from competing sources. One story quotes Colin Powell, another relies on an Afghan news service.
According to the Afghan Islamic News Agency, a U.S. military helicopter crashed in Pakistan on November 5th. The four U.S. soldiers on board were killed. The helicopter was attacked by Taliban fire when it was bombing targets in Afghanistan.
The Pentagon flatly denied the November 5th story, but that denial was not heard on Chinese radio. To Russia now, and Moscow Echo, one of the most popular radio stations in the city. Well into the newscast, Osama bin Laden is mentioned, but the focus in this report is the breakaway Republic of Chechnya. Chechen rebels have ties to Al-Qaeda, alleges a Kremlin official in this report, but Chechen rebels deny those claims.
This is Pakistan Television News, and I am Mohammed Saeed.
Now a newscast in Urdu. This is Pakistani television. In a recent broadcast, there was a brief report about the American campaign in Afghanistan, and then a story about a conflict that has lingered much longer. The report is about a special day for honoring martyrs in divided Kashmir. The announcer says Kashmiris are determined to continue their struggle until Kashmir is free from Indian occupation. But a newscast yesterday on All India Radio puts a different spin on the conflict in Kashmir and is eager to show how the United States is taking sides.
America has indicated that it can attend to the problem of terrorism in Kashmir even while fighting in Afghanistan. Condoleezza Rice, in an interview with the BBC, said that the U.S. has made it clear to Pakistan that it will not put up with any kind of terrorism.
Finally, a report from the heart of the war. This is from Afghanistan, the voice of Sharia. It's broadcast in Pashto and is sometimes called Taliban radio. It's hard to know how strong this signal is now or who exactly is listening to it. If you could listen, you'd hear verses from the Quran and bulletins like this one.
The head of the Department of the Promotion of Virtue and the Prevention of Vice chaired a meeting today in the Balkh province.
And during a newscast earlier this week, there was this story.
The killing in the innocent Muslim nation of Afghanistan by arrogant powers has aroused deep resentment and hatred among the people. The countries of the world are gradually realizing the true nature of this cruel war and are standing in opposition to the crusaders.
There is room for sports on the Voice of Sharia. There was a story about the traditional Afghan game Buzkashi, in which teams on horseback try to get the carcass of a goat into a white circle on the playing field.
Chapandaz Salahuddin managed to take the goat to the halal circle in the first and second half, and he won a prize.
No details, by the way, about what the prize was. The Voice of Sharia was recorded and translated for Morning Edition by the BBC. The United States military also is sending signals into Afghanistan. Those broadcasts include popular music and advice for Afghan citizens. When you see U.S. forces and aircraft, you should seek protection, says one item. The safest place is your own home.